Let's learn something from the Noam HaMelech, one of my favorite Sfarim. The Noam HaMelech is actually, he doesn't quote it here, it's based on a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. It says in Parshas Noach, Tzohar Ta'asel HaTev, Hashem tells Noach, make a Tzohar for the Tev. What's a Tzohar? So the Midrash says, it's either like Rashi says, Pshat Pshat, a window. There's a different Midrash, Tzohar means like a precious stone, that there was this wonderful stone that Noach was given that gave light. But the Baal Shem Tov taught that Teva doesn't only mean an ark. Teva also refers to words, Tevot. Like the Teva, the words that we use in davening and in learning, the words that we speak. So Baal Shem Tov said, Tzohar ta'asel ha-teva, you have to make the words that you speak and daven shine. It's very important that you make them beautiful and shining. So let's see what that means. Pirush Rashi Evan Toiv, right? One of the Pirushim we said, according to the Medrash Rashi brings down, is Evan Toiv, that it was some sort of a beautiful stone that gave off light. It says in Noam HaMelech, Yeshleimar, Haremez, Teva Hainu Hamila, Vetevos She'adam Motzim Mipiv, the words that a person speaks. Tzarech Lirois She'ateva Zos Ta'ir Or Gadol Ke'Evan Toiv. A person has to make sure that the words that he's speaking, in Torah, in Tefillah, but even in conversation, even when you speak to a different person, there's different ways to talk to different people. Obviously, you know that Chaim v'mavus b'yad ha'lashon, you know, life and death is in the hands, literally, of a person's speech. A person's speech has a power of life and death. It has many ramifications. We know that's true about the printed word. We know that's true about the spoken word. It's literally true when we speak about the command that a person has. You know, people in certain levels of power, whether they're kings of flesh and blood that used to be, or rulers of today, you know, judges, people have the power with their words, with their decisions, with what they say, to affect a person's life, and sometimes to even take that person's life. So the power of speech and the power of words is very, very strong. Especially when we talk about the power of tefillah, like we just spoke about, what the power of tefillah can do, if it's correctly. And therefore, a person has to make sure that the words that he's using shine, that they have give off a brilliant light, like a precious stone. Ve'el'ama tichlena milamala. And then Hashem said to Noach, make a tzohar for the teva, and tie it up above by the ama. What does ama mean? Says Rebbe Melech, remez ama hu remez ela achdus gamur. Ama is like the word ima, which refers to the mother, and the parents and the children are always connected. So it refers to the concept of achdus, of bringing everything together. Sha'atzadik tzarech leilich be'achdus gamur b'lamos l'yoinim. And it's teaching us that a tzaddik has to constantly walk in the higher worlds connected to Hashem. We will be studying Mitzvah Hashem from the Noam HaMelech more than once, so I'll give a small introduction now in the middle of it. The Noam HaMelech talks all the time about tzaddikim, this type of tzaddik and that type of tzaddik. It happens to be the Nepisim from Kedusha Slavi that we just learned. He also spoke about two different types of tzaddikim. But the Noam HaMelech does this all the time through the whole Sefer, so much so that the Baal HaTanya, the author of Tanya, the Rishon Zalman from Liadi, the founder of Chabad in Lubavitch, had said, my Sefer, Tanya, is called Sefer Shel Beinonim. It's a book for the average Jew. But the Noam HaMelech is a Sefer Shel Tzadikim. It's a book for the Tzadikim, for the righteous people. Nonetheless, the Tzadikim said, it's most famous from Rabbi Isaac from Kamarna, that although the light found in the word Noam HaMelech is a very deep, high light, nonetheless, every person can taste in it something according to his or her own level. And what that means on a simple level is, first of all, the tzaddik that's being spoken to in every one of these stories is us. The amach kulam tzaddikim, like we say when we learn Pirkei Avos, all of the Klal Yisrael are considered tzaddikim, they're all called righteous. Right? The Gaon Shel Yisrael, the advocate of Jewish people, Kedusha Slavi, would have, Yitzchak from Berditchev, would have said about all the Jews that he saw them as tzaddikim, that's for sure. HaMelech is also saying, each one of us has a tzaddik inside. And that tzaddik has to be taught and commanded and expressed how to be an Oved Hashem, how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we learn Noam HaMelech, we'll find often that he speaks to tzaddikim, he's speaking to the tzaddik within each and every one of us. And at the same time, the words of Noam HaMelech might seem extremely high, but nonetheless, if a person studies them and reviews them and understands them, it's speaking to you on your level. And I personally find that every time I learn a piece of Noam HaMelech, it has a different meaning for me. Even though I've learned it more than once, I find that it's a safer that compared to other Sfarim, that it's so abstract in its explanation of things in Chumash, that it's so abstract that it has almost nothing to do with the psukim it's speaking about, to the point where it's literally where you're holding an avoda at that point, that what you're seeing. So it says the Rebbe Meir, besides we said that we should make the words of our prayers and the words that we speak, besides saying that we should make them shine, so we've been speaking about in Kedushas Levi and now in Noam HaMelech how the words that we speak have power, and how the tzaddikim have the power to change things. How does that work? So that one of the teachings from the Baal Shem Tov that the Rebbe Melech is explaining here is that when a tzaddik studies Torah, he has the power to take and transform the letters, which are literally the building blocks of creation. We know it says Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz. So the Midrashim and the Tzaddikim explain Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz. Es is spelled Aleph Tov. In the beginning, Akash Baruch created everything with the letters, with the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And that's what the story of Sefer Yetzirah is, which is found in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that there's such a thing called Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara even tells us a story that there were two great Tzaddikim in the time of the Gemara that were able to create a golem using Sefer Yetzirah. It's not just a story about the Maharal. It's found in the Gemara. And whatever Sefer Yetzirah is or was, somehow whoever understood its secrets had the power to unlock the building blocks and the forces of power in the hidden, latent 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, to the point where they were able to change and make things like creating a golem. So we know that the Hebrew letters have a deep power to them. They are the building blocks of creation. And therefore, everything that's spelled a certain way with those letters shares a deep meaning with anything that's spelled with those same letters, even if it's a different word with a different meaning. And therefore, tzaddikim have the power to rearrange the letters. We know that we'll have the Alpha Avdalos, but we know through science today that the order that things are in is extremely important. In genetics and in DNA, for example, the order of things in the genetic code, if you change the order, you change how things are. So therefore, it's not surprising to understand that Alpi Ruchnius, the genetics of Torah work the same way. That when something spells something, if you change the order of the letters, it means something else. But the tzaddikim have the power to take something that's spelled one way, switch the order of the letters, and make it spell something different, and therefore change what's going on. Just like Hashem spoke, Hu Amar Vayehi, Hashem spoke and it was, all of Bereshis is filled with the 10 Mamarim, the 10 utterances that Hashem said and created the world. Everything that in Bereshis is found is Hashem speaking and making. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. Hashem spoke it. He spoke those words in Lashon Kodesh, and it came into existence. When Hashem spoke those things, He spoke letters. Lashon Kodesh is made up of letters. The 22 letters of our Hebrew alphabet, those 22 holy letters, are the building blocks of everything that exists. And they are, like we said, a type of deep genetic code for all of existence. And since the order makes a difference, if you change that order around, you can change creation. You can change decrees. I don't know how to do it, but tzaddikim do. And that's what the Rebbe Melech is telling us. That when a tzaddik studies Torah lishma, when a tzaddik studies Torah purely, without any ulterior motives, sincerely for the sake of Torah, he has the power to transform tzara, which means calamity, which means disaster, into tzohar, into light. It's just changing the letters. Tzara is spelled tzaddik resh hei. So just switch the letters to tzaddik hei resh, and you have a totally different word that means a totally different thing. Obviously, calamity and disaster are extremely negative, and tzohar is light. It's a very positive thing. So tzaddikim have this power through studying Torah. Tachtim shnim shlishim taseya. The pasuk tells us afterwards that Noach was commanded to make the teva three levels. B'derech remez, if we want to understand this, what hint, what is it teaching us? It means that there are three types of people. Shlosh amin ibn adam. There are tzaddikim gemurim, rishayim gemurim, benonim. There are three types of people out there. Righteous people, wicked people, and average people. Tachtim, the lowest level, remez l'rishoyim, that alludes to and hints at the wicked. They're at the lowest level possible. V'zeu shekasav Rashi l'zevel. That's what Rashi says. What was the lowest level used for? For garbage. Shehem oskim midvarim ha'me'usim l'zevel hema ha'veris. Right? They deal with the, you know, people who are nebuch wicked, they deal in garbage. All the time they spend is nebuch with ha'veris, and ha'veris are the most, you know, the most unpleasant garbage there is. Shneim, what's the second level? Lemadur, that's living. Standard living, that's Beinonim. Why abandon the average person? Because they live in this world. They live a normal life. Tanugim gashmiim. They're, you know, living a life of pleasure, a life of common existence. And afal pi she'ein osin averus, even though they're not necessarily wicked, they're average. So therefore they live. They live in madur. Madur means to live. They live a life. Shlishim, the highest level of the teva was elyonim. Says Rashi, elyonim la'adam. That's for people. Hu had tzaddik agamar. That refers to the greatest level of tzaddikim. Who live on the highest level, even in this world, they're living attached to the highest worlds. And a tzaddik, not only does he have to worry about his level, he's got to worry about the other two. He has to do his best to fix the world and to give a tikkun, rectify every level. Therefore, it says right after the third one, taseha, make it. At a tzaddik, tasev et tetaken. Your job as a tzaddik is to fix it all, to rectify it. Gam remzel la'adam asmo. Furthermore, another hint, another thing we can learn from this is every person has three stages in his and her life. Binaruso hu oisik bidvarim shvelim emusim. In a person's youngest years, they're busy with the most lowly things in life. When a person is immature and young, they're busy with narishkeit. They're busy with silly things. When a person gets mature enough that they become an adult and they realize their responsibilities and things to do in this world, they're oisek in life. When a person reaches the level, the third level of the tzaddik, when he reaches the third stage in his life, the stage of maturity and what we call sagacity, when he's reached wisdom and understanding of where his direction is supposed to be and what are the most important things in life, then his job is to make sure that his life is worth something, that his life has meaning. And when we say his life, I mean his entire life, because all of a person's experiences, when they come to the realization of who they really are, when a person does tshuva, it does tshuva over everything, even the past. A person's tshuva has the power to rectify things in his past as well. Therefore, when a person reaches that third level in his or her life, basically they're taking their entire life together and showing how all of it will be rectified and fixed to serve Hashem. And then a person realizes this level of learning and this level of living, is able to fix and rectify everything that's in his life. Let's study one more thing.